This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Surgeon General issued a report today on kids and e-cigarettes, calling vaping an emerging threat to the health of our youth. Vaping, it turns out, is getting more popular by the day. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that story.
There are now more high school students than adults using e-cigarettes, according to the report. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says that's a problem. He says e-cigs hurt developing brains because most contain nicotine, which is addictive.
And it also affects the capacity for attention and learning and increases susceptibility for mood disorders.
Murthy says he reached that conclusion after looking at studies on the effects of nicotine on people and animals. Still, Thomas Kiklis of the Tobacco Vapor E-Cig Association disagrees with the Surgeon General. He says nicotine is not harmful, and a regular cigarette is much more dangerous than an e-cig.
It's delivering nicotine in a vastly less harmful and safe product.
Howard Markell is a pediatrician and editor of the health policy journal Milbank Quarterly. He says e-cigarettes might help adults quit smoking, but why let kids get started on them?
If it was your child and some doctor told you we just don't have enough information, but it's probably better to be safe than sorry, what side would you take?
The spokesman for the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, Vince Wilmore, says e-cig makers are trying to appeal to young people in a number of ways,
including the use of sweet flavors and the use of marketing tactics, just like those that have been used to market regular cigarettes to kids.
Wilmore thinks other government agencies should take the Surgeon General's lead, ban sweet flavors for e-cigs and marketing to young people. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.